In the story of Jesus' birth that we heard on Christmas night, Mary and Joseph traveled from Nazareth to Bethlehem, and Jesus was born in a lowly situation, vulnerable, without the comfort of family and friends around Mary and Joseph. After the birth of Jesus, Mary and Joseph had to flee to Egypt to protect him from the wrath of Herod. In this story, we can think of those women pregnant or with young children, crossing borders, traveling for a better economic situation, for jobs, for safety. They may be traveling with or without the husbands or the fathers of their children. They may not have family or friends with them. They are vulnerable. Their children are vulnerable. The men traveling with them are vulnerable. We think of these people, migrants, refugees, those fleeing for better situations, and remember those who were killed in the time of Herod in Jesus' birth, and those who have been killed in our time. All too often, we hear the stories of gunfire, whether it is a single shooting or the shooting of dozens of children or young people. Weapons of violence that were used to settle scores or to salve one's ego. This should never happen. Weapons of mass violence should never be used for settling scores or puffing up someone's ego. 10 years ago, a school in Connecticut was a scene of violence where many young children were sadly killed and others wounded. Many of the funerals of those children were held at a local Catholic parish. A few years after that, I happened to go to Mass at that parish while on a trip up to a retreat house in Massachusetts. It is only when I arrived at the parish that I realized that I was in the town where that massacre had happened and that the parish where those funerals had been. I prayed then and have prayed many times since that those children's family and friends have been consoled by that church and by others in that community. There are no words that will make us feel that a death by violence is okay. In all cases, we must work against violence. We must do so with acts of love, with words of love, with actions and words of nonviolence. I was reminded, reflecting on this gospel and about this feast day, where we sadly commemorate those who died at the time of Jesus' birth, by the words of Tolkien, who lost his father when he was a youth, and then who later served in the trenches of World War I. Tolkien writes in The Lord of the Rings, "I am sorry," said Frodo, "but I am frightened, and I do not feel any pity for Gollum." "You have not seen him," Gandalf broke in. "No, and I don't want to," said Frodo. "I can't understand you. Do you mean to say that you and the elves have let him live on after all these horrible deeds? Now, at any rate, he is as bad as an orc and just an enemy. He deserves death." "Deserves it? I dare say he does. Many that live deserve death, and some that die deserve life. Can you give it to them? Then do not be too eager to deal out death in judgment, for even the very wise cannot see all ends. I have not much hope that Gollum can be cured before he dies, but there is a chance of it." Gandalf's words of wisdom are words of wisdom for us. Some of the deaths that have happened this Christmas weekend, in snowstormings and bombings and war, in accidents, could have been prevented, and every one of those who died was the child of a mother, as Jesus was of Mary. When we look on the Christmas creche, we see the infant Jesus lying there, helpless, unable to feed himself, unable to care for himself, dependent on Joseph and Mary. We should remember that God came among us as a child growing in Mary's womb, vulnerable. And any violence done to her would have been done to the unborn Jesus. Any violence done to the infant Jesus or to his family, he would have experienced, and he could have died from it. As a young man and a youth, he was susceptible to violence in the times that he lived of Roman occupation. In his death, he was united with those who died next to him, executed for crimes as he was, though he was innocent. God alone is the author of life, not us. Every single human life on this planet has come from another living being, and even before, we came from life that began in a mysterious way and has passed down from single-celled organisms into the multicellular, multicultural beings in communities that we are today. And all that time of human and biological evolution, God was aware of us. God was watching for us, waiting for us. And God, all the time, knows who we are as individuals and as members of our communities. God wants us to be in relationship with God and with each other. And God does not want that relationship to be one of violence, one of hurt, one of pain. God loves us, every one of us, immensely. This entire universe God creates and sustains, and God wants us to enjoy each other's company, to love each other. Our lives, our interactions with family and friends and co-workers and schoolmates are supported when we care for each other. But when we support actions or words of violence that destroys or harms those relationships, then we are dealing death, and that is not ours to deal. Tolkien understood this. He had seen it in wartime. The people in the time of the gospel understood this. And we as people of faith today should understand this and speak out against violent actions and words. We must act against violence. We must act with love, with nonviolence. We must speak and act against violence. Because quite a few years ago, the Prince of Peace came among us as a vulnerable child with parents who were worried about him, who cared for him, and who showed him love. God, who gives love to every human being and who loves us immensely, was, as a child, shown love in the person of Jesus by Mary and Joseph. And we should reflect that love back to God and to each other.